EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3C, Easy to Understand and Audiovisual Journalism, Element 3, Technical Aspects, Basic Principles. I'm Andrej Tomažin from RTV Slovenia, and in this video lecture I will focus on the technical principles of audiovisual journalism with regards to three kinds of medium: television, radio, and online content. In this short lecture, you will become familiar with a range of tools used for audiovisual production and the technical specifications for the production and publishing of audiovisual content. In accordance with the ideas of universal design, technical aspects play an important role in conveying the information to the user, regardless of the user's abilities. Thus, the technical aspects of easy-to-understand audiovisual journalism need to make the content useful and easily understandable, which means that we need to pay special attention to the importance of high sound and video quality, clarity of the message, and the adequacy of visual elements. The three kinds of audiovisual journalism also differ in the sense of technical specifications and the needs that each of the three different mediums bring. The basic production equipment consists of a video camera, microphone, and a workstation, in most cases a computer with editing software. The processes employed are firstly recording, then editing, and lastly exporting the video in the adequate format. With the arrival of new technologies, the production of audiovisual content has become more accessible to a wider range of individuals. Nowadays, both hardware and software are more available to the producer, both in financial terms as well in the terms of the user experience. The camera is only a clumsy impersonator of the human eye, but with one important advantage: it can zoom in and out of a scene, claims Andrew Boyd in the book Broadcast Journalism. Any journalist, even without having no aspiration to shoot their own stories, needs to know the kinds of shots the cameraman will have to capture. Only then will you be able to assemble your report in the editing process in a proper fashion. There are six shots that constitute the foundation of any video content. These are long shot, which takes in the whole person from head to feet; the medium long shot cuts in closer, revealing the head to just below the knees; the medium shot reveals the head to the hips; the medium close-up gives the head and shoulders; the close-up shows the head only; the big close-up fills the screen with the features of the face. All these shots are later combined in the editing process in a creative and dynamic way. According to the Electronic Reporter by Barbara Ellison, and I quote, "The very tight deadlines in television news mean editors use specific techniques to assemble stories as quickly as possible," end of quote. The editors usually lay down the main audio track, putting together narration and synchronized sound segments. This forms the so-called story bed, and once all of it is smashed together, the journalist knows the length and cuts or adds additional material according to the slot length in the news bulletin given by the editorial staff. The editor then enhances the rest of the story, adding overlay to the narration consisting of various shots. As Ellison argues, and I quote, "Editing by first building a story bed is the fastest way of assembling a story, though digital, non-linear systems allow the editor to change any part of the story at any point in its construction," end of quote. These techniques are used both in video content prepared for web use or broadcast use. Since the arrival of more affordable hardware, such as digital cameras and microphones, editing software quickly followed suit. There are plenty of editing software possibilities, from professional standards such as Adobe Premiere Pro and others, to several open source, free or proprietary alternatives, which also provide a fair amount of editing, post-production, and exporting options. The choice of the software depends on the needs of the producer. Archiving media is an important aspect of video production, especially with broadcast content. Most of the prepared content must exist in either uncompressed or lossless archival copy. Although, as John Zubritsky from the BBC argues, and I quote, Video production formats often use compression, that is video encoding, to save space in the camera memory. End of quote. This is also the reason compression plays an important part in the final process of editing, since it needs to comply with the demands of the broadcaster. There are certain guidelines regarding video quality, and we have to distinguish between different recommendations for TV and internet video production. The technological advances in digital telecommunications allow the use of high-definition television besides the already established standard-definition television. Recommendations regarding technical specifications for broadcast media were established on the level of the European Broadcast Union in the document EBU R132, with the title Signal Quality in the HDTV Production and Broadcast Services in April 2011. Chapter 1.5 in the document emphasizes that, and I quote, all modern digital studio and broadcast systems now use compression, and compression technology continues to evolve, end of quote. High-definition television offers significantly improved images than standard-definition television and does that at a higher resolution of 1280 pixels by 720 pixels, or even 1920 pixels by 1080 pixels, and an aspect ratio of 16 by 9, in contrast to standard television's aspect ratio of 4 by 3 and resolution of 720 pixels by 576 pixels. This, for example, gives HDTV more detailed and vibrant colors than standard definition television. One of the attributes of digital video is bitrate. In general, a higher bitrate will accommodate a higher image quality in the video output. Bitrate also depends on the aspect ratio. The EBU R132 document states that a sufficient bitrate must be employed for material exchange, recording, storage, and nonlinear editing, recommending a bitrate of no less than 100 megabits per second for production, archiving format based on iframes, and not less than 50 megabits per second if the production archiving format is based on long GOP MPEG-2 format. Standards for web video production differ slightly, mostly for those used in streaming with online video sharing platforms. YouTube, as one of the biggest online video sharing platforms, recommends upload encoding settings in a special article on their site. This information was gathered in August 2020. For an aspect ratio of 1920 pixels by 1080 pixels, YouTube recommends 8 to 10 megabits per second, with a video codec of H.264. As we can see, the difference between recommendations for online video sharing media and broadcast media is almost tenfold in the case of bitrate. The files with larger bitrate are also larger in size, which reminds us of the need to save space in mostly video-mediated environments with the use of compression. Along with video quality recommendations, audio quality is also important in any audiovisual journalistic content, but especially in easy-to-understand audiovisual journalistic content, where the message needs to be as unambiguous as possible. The European Broadcast Union issued a set of recommendations in a document, EBU R128, titled Loudness Normalization and Permitted Maximum Level of Audio Signals, which is primarily followed during the audio mixing of television and radio programs and adopted by broadcasters to measure and control program loudness. First issued in 2010, it was recently revised in August 2020. EBU recommendations were implemented by several software developers and audio technology companies, making it easy for editors as yourself to adapt the audio levels according to EBU R128 recommendations while editing audiovisual journalistic content. I hope this information was useful. There are many possibilities with respect to technical settings and editing strategies. This video lecture was prepared by Andrej Tomazin from RTV Slovenia. You can reach me at andrej.tomazin@rtvslo.si.
The project EASIT has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 international license. Partners of the EASIT project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televizija Slovenija, Zavod RISA.
EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.